The Warriors hosting the Wizards on Al Addles Night at Oracle Arena on a Friday night where they erased an 18-point deficit to take the victory as Kevin Durant had 31 points in the game to go with 11 rebounds. Stephen Curry, a 20-point night plus 8 assists as Klay Thompson added 18 points. And Draymond Green, part of a scuffle that ended up in an ejection from the game. But the Warriors, again, with the comeback victory, 120-117 the final as they beat the Washington Wizards. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Polyester, 100% polyester. I mean, I'm like, I'm itching all over the place. Couldn't get out of that thing fast enough.
Steve, just somebody else gonna start. I guess I'll start.
Where are we?
We're over here.
Okay.
Yeah. Just what before we get into Draymond and everything there, but what can you say about the contributions you got from Looney and David West and Omri Caspi?
Yeah, that was the story of the game. We needed our bench to get us settled down. We were just awful for, I guess, 2.5 quarters. You know, we finally kind of climbed back in it. At the end of the third, and it took our bench to really settle us down and get us into some kind of a groove at both ends of the floor. So can't say enough about Omri staying ready. Hardly played him all year, and if Draymond doesn't get kicked out, I don't think Omri gets in the game. I'm not sure Looney gets in the game, but Omri was tremendous, and then. Could not be happier for Kevon. He's worked so hard. You know, the poor kid has had two surgeries first 2 years, one on each hip, got himself in incredible shape this summer, lost 20 pounds, had a great camp, but he's got so many people ahead of him. So I wanted to activate him. I did the last two games because he's earned it. And I told him after the game, that's just karma. You know, you work that hard and you put that kind of effort in. You have such a good camp. Things tend to go your way. And he was the story of the game. David was great, but David's been an all-star. He's been around forever. David's had a million great games. Omri and Kevon were the story for me.
Steve, what did you see with the sequences that led to the ejections?
I didn't see much of anything. It looked like Draymond and Beal got wrapped up trying to go for a rebound. And then I looked up and afterwards saw a highlight, or a replay. But it was tough to tell what happened, so I don't really know.
Were you surprised at all that Draymond got tossed? I mean, I know he had the tee before, but what do you think once you now have seen the video?
I'm not sure why he got kicked out, whether it was because it was his second technical or if he would have been kicked out anyway, because he was in an altercation. I wasn't thrilled with his first technical. I don't think he deserved it. He deserved a delay of game. I was standing right next to Draymond and the official, and he didn't swear. He didn't say anything insulting. He was pleading his case, and I didn't think he deserved a T. And so I was upset that the second T led to the ejections. I didn't think he deserved the first T, but I don't know. I don't know if he was ejected because of two T's or if it's an automatic ejection because they assumed he was fighting. There was such a scrum going on down there, I didn't know what was happening.
Did you see that incident inject any kind of energy into the rest of the game?
Not really. We got our ass kicked for another half after the altercation. So, sorry for the language.
Steve, do you feel like Washington just wanted to kind of bully you guys, and is that kind of the blueprint you might face?
I'm sorry, they wanted to what?
Bully you, like be physical, kind of overpower you in a sense?
I don't know about that. I do know that we're going to get everybody's best shot. You know, it seems like every night teams are coming after us, as they should. We're the defending champs, and we're taking a lot of good shots here early on, and we're not ready. We're still not ready. I was proud of the guys for fighting back and getting to the win, but we literally forgot five plays coming out of timeouts tonight. Five different times we draw up a play, we come out, and guys are looking like, what are we in? So we're not focused. We didn't start challenging shots until the second half. So we're not dialed in. We're not locked in. We're winning games because of our talent. But tonight we won because of our bench and because we finally started to fight. And fortunately, the NBA game's a long game, and so you can you can always have time to get back in it if you put your mind and heart into it. And I thought our guys did that in the second half.
Steve, Draymond gets ejected. Also, Bradley Beal. You know, you've got adjustments to make on both of those. Who do you think forced you to make more adjustments? And specifically with Beal, do you feel like it was important, down the line that he wasn't in the game?
Well, Beal's one of their best players. Draymond's one of the far best. So it's a big loss for each team. To be perfectly blunt, I wanted to play Looney. I wanted to play Caspi. I didn't want it to be that way. But it worked out well for us in terms of our development and our growth and our ability to give guys an opportunity to play. Because Omri and Looney are two of the most professional players on our roster. They work every day and they never complain. So it worked out great for us in terms of the opportunity.
You beat them pretty good on the glass. I think it was 53-41. But early on, your defense, I know, wasn't where you wanted to be. But how much of that was them making tough shots, and how much of it was just defense that was off?
They made some really tough shots. As I said, I mean, teams are bringing it against us, and everybody's excited to play here or play us at their place, and as they should be. But I didn't see the closeouts in the first half that I saw in the second half. When we got desperate, when we were threatened, we finally started to compete defensively, and that was important, and did a much better job in the second half.
And on Sunday night at Oracle Arena, the Warriors host the Detroit Pistons before heading to Los Angeles for a game against the Clippers on Monday night.